You were joking about it last night. I know the Oilers have a little thing. There's the hard hat helmet, I think, for the player of the game. And then I think you have like the vest for whoever adds the juice or the excitement. And Cassian got that, obviously, for the big hit. And you joked, you said, well, the only reason I have the helmet is because you can't get it two games in a row. And McDavid had the hat trick in Anaheim. But, you know, all jokes aside, got to be pretty fun for you when you're on the power play and you got 97 and 29 rolling like they were last night.
Oh, yeah. It for sure makes it easier. And like you said, coming into the locker room after the game and you have three apples and then you feel pretty good about yourself. And then you just look to your right and Connor's sitting there with 6 points. So, but you know what? I'm happy with the helmet, so I got to keep it for sure.
That's so true. You're like, hey, I had 3 points. Your mom and dad like, well, yeah, but the guy beside you had six.
Yeah, that's
like,
great.
It's pretty crazy. But as a D-man, like, it's nice when you kind of get those. I don't want to, it's not a disrespect to what you did, but it was three pretty easy assists.
Oh, yeah.
And they're fantastic.
Sure.
And it's nice to get points. We feel good about ourselves when you get points.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And some nights I feel really good about my game, but I don't have any assists, any goals, but I feel really good about my game overall. Yesterday, I was not really happy with my game overall, but I got three assists. Everybody's happy, yeah. And obviously we got 2 points.
When you evaluate yourself, are you a hard self-evaluator of your own game? And when you say you didn't like your game last night, or maybe you didn't like it, but you weren't like wowed by it, what areas of your game are you like, okay, I want to be better?
It's just small things. Going back for pucks and get the puck out of our zone really quick, or make a good solid first pass, or it could be whatever. Obviously, there's always stuff that I can improve on, and I want to be as perfect as I can be. But obviously over here, and it's a lot of focus from the media standpoint, and obviously from the fans and all these fantasy hockey teams or whatever, and how many points I'm doing or plus minus or whatever. But I can play a really solid game and be really happy about myself, even though I maybe don't have any points or I might be dashed two or whatever, but I can still feel good about myself. And that's really important, I think.
Oscar Klefbom joins us, Oilers defenseman. Oscar, I've seen you evolve from a guy who was drafted to now, a really big, important part of the back end of the Oilers. You know, is there a point where you start feeling really comfortable and you know, when did that happen? You're like, you know, this is who I am. This is what I bring. And I feel very confident about what I do to bring success to the D-core for the Oilers.
It's actually funny you brought that up, because I was thinking the other day, it took me a long time before I felt comfortable being on the power play and have that responsibility, because obviously you have a lot of guys that wants to be on the power play and obviously, like you said, you can get some points if you're on the power play, especially with Connor and Leon and Nuge and those guys. But it took me a long time actually just to feel comfortable. I felt a lot of pressure and obviously it's easy to just go out there and give the puck to Connor or Leon or whatever, but I feel like I want to be out there for a reason and be a threat as well, because they put me on the power play for a reason. And obviously I want to continue being a threat out there, even though we have some of the best players in the world.
Oscar Klefbom joined us. So what are areas that you feel like you've improved as a power play guy? Because you're right, like getting on the power play isn't just, you know, there's to become really good and be part of it. And sometimes you don't get any assists, but you still had a really good play, or even if it's just you disguise the play or something. So what are the things you feel you've improved on as a power play defenseman?
Obviously, the league, the players in the league that kills all the penalties in the league is really good right now. They're so good being in the shooting lane. So for a defenseman or a quarterback, as we call it, yeah, you got to have some poise. You got to have some poise on the blue line to create seams, to create the shooting line or whatever, just to create ice for the other players. And you obviously take the shot when it's there. So it takes some time. And obviously, when you play with the new players and Connor and Leon, and you want to make them the best players they can be on the ice. And obviously, they're really good with the puck. So I want to keep it simple for my part.
Since you've been here to Oilers, is this the heaviest contingent of Swedish players that have been on the team?
Yeah, this is the best year by far.
Because how many we got here now with the Oilers? There's you and Larson. And
me, Larson, Persson.
Three D-men, three Swedes.
We, yeah, and then we have Nygaard, and then we have Willie Lagesson down in Baco. So,
jeez, that's a lot of Swedes. That's a lot of. Do you guys have a lot of Yolmoose parties?
Not really. Not yet.
What parties?
Oh, well, go ahead.
No, you take this one.
So when I played in Sweden, I don't want to bring up my stats when I played in Switzerland or Sweden, but I was pretty dominating. I'm sure everybody's still talking. No, that's true. Oscar, I saw make this weird, but sort of tally, I dominated. But anyways, Yolmoost is it's a sugary drink, like a pop, I guess. And it comes in Christmas time and...
Easter.
Yeah. Am I saying a Yolmoost? How do you say it?
Yolmoost.
Oh, yes. I almost had it.
Well, sorry. You don't know, Bob Strutz is really good at enunciating names very well.
Yolmoost parties. I had no idea. Yeah, so now I know.
Can you find it here? Because I know where to get it.
Yes, IKEA.
Oh, okay. Well, that's where I get it too.
Yeah. So we're just waiting for it to come out, and we're going to be there and buy a lot of it. So,
is there a place in Edmonton that has like Swedish delicacies that you go out for dinner?
Not really. No? It's probably where I live downtown. That's probably the only place right now that I...
Clef pretty good
yes,
in the kitchen?
Yes, I like to be in the kitchen for sure. I'm very interested in just food overall, so I spend a lot of time there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what about the... what's that one, the princess cake? Or what do they call that?
Princess cake.
Is that what's called?
It's called like with the marzipan or like, it's called like prince. You can call it princess cake back home. Yeah.
Cause I when I was there, that was good.
Yeah.
That's
it's
very
really
sugary.
Really good.
Can you make that?
No, that's probably my girlfriend's.
So you're really talking yourself up and you're maybe not quite that level.
I'm more to the steak, fish, main course guy. I leave the desserts to the other.
That's okay. You don't get a six pack, Strutty. You're not going to be the dessert guy.
Jewelmust and princess cake, Strutty. That's for you.
Strutty likes the princess.
The sugary part,
That would make more sense. Oscar Klefbom joins us in soon. Now, you were here voicing a commercial because you drive a Volvo for Volvo of Edmonton. Now, Volvos, they're big in Sweden, right? So that's like, I have to get a Volvo because I'm in Edmonton, so I feel parked closely home?
You know what? Last couple of years, they come out with some new models and they look really good, actually. Obviously, Volvo's been very big back home for many, many years now, and they put a lot of efforts in. And Zlatan Ibrahimovic, big soccer player, he's like the franchise guy back home for it. So
for the Volvo back
home? For the
home?
Volvo, yeah.
Okay.
He drove one a couple years ago. So yeah, I like it. I mean, it's good. It's nice to stay with a Swedish connection there, so that's good.
Now, do you have the Volvo XC60 or 90? Or
90. Yeah.
90?
90, oh. Yeah.
Do you carpool to Prague? Like, do you have to pick up Larson? Are you guys that close?
Yeah, it depends where you live. I live in the same area as Juju Arcahira, so he's usually go with me or I go with him.
Okay.
Coming home late from road trips or whatever, it's nice to just go with somebody.
Now, I want you to put on that headset for a second because we have something to play for you. I'm not sure if you've heard it before or not, but so just get that headset on, and I want you to listen. This is Dustin Nilsson in our morning show. He has goal songs for each player. Have you heard your goal? Do you know that you have a goal song?
The one I had a couple of years ago? Or is
let's hear it. One, let's hear it.
Yeah, this is the best song of all time.
Big intro on this one, eh?
That is pretty long, actually. Yeah, geez, it's like a wind-up.
Instrumental.
Oh baby. Yeah.
Jeez, this is actually really long.
Listen to this. 18,000 watching every night. No more staph infection so you can take flight. It's okay that you don't shoot right. Your future's still very bright.
Your future's very bright.
A 7-year deal is what you sign. Well, with an AAV that we don't mind. So now with Larson by your side, yeah, we know you're gonna be just fine.
You know who you are,
Klefbom, Klefbom, yeah. Oscar Klefbom. Every time you score it, go with
so now there's a few that have you guys heard any of the other ones for your teammates? Like the Cassian one is actually pretty good. It's for Rasputin.
I haven't heard it actually.
Yeah,
I heard it's Sarah Neal, but
did you hear James Neal's?
Nope.
Connor, do you have the James Neal song? Because, of course, this one was played a lot
earlier
this season. They were all over it. So I'll let you hear this. What are you going to say?
Would you be in favor of each player having their own goal song when you score? Would that be something that you think most players would be interested in?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it.
Totally.
For sure. I would like that.
What would be? So let's say, Oscar, because you get to pick the song that you want. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be cool. It's like when I score a goal, you can have the horn, but then there's like a 10-second clip of your song. Is there like a Klefbom song you'd be like, oh, yeah. All of a sudden, you know, the chest is pumped out a little bit. You're ready to rock.
You know what? I'll probably pick this one I just heard.
Really?
No, the real one.
The real version.
Yeah, the real version.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's not bad. But I honestly think fans would love it because they feel like,
I think
that's the I like that song. Yeah. And Dry Settle likes it. Klefbom likes it. Totally.
For sure.
Yeah. And it's when a guy who doesn't score a lot scores, guys on the bench are like, oh, that's his song, because you wouldn't really you wouldn't know.
Yeah. Yeah,
I agree. You'd be trying to quiet on the bench. We got to hear what this guy's song is.
When a guy like Strutty scores, everybody's perking up. What? What's the song?
I know. I didn't know what my song would be. It'd be a lot of thinking.
It'd be ABBA for sure.
Well, I do love ABBA.
Yeah. Well, I know it wouldn't be a Celine Dion song. That's for sure. If you don't know, she snubbed him at a party once.
He
still hasn't gotten over it.
Oh my God.
Have you ever been snubbed?
By a superstar?
No.
By a Grammy winning superstar like Celine Dion?
Not even close. Not yet.
So, Collins, do you have the James Neal
hard.
Song?
It's hard.
Okay, so here's the Neal song. Of course, this one became very popular early this season.
I haven't heard this one.
No, I haven't heard this one either.
They do like the long intro. It's almost a little too much. Nielsen.
Same guy?
Yeah, it's Nielsen produces all. Well, I don't know if he heard, but he thinks of a lot of these. Yeah. Yeah. Can made a big time train. Analogy just with the flames. I can't believe they moved him and turned him into James. Now Neil is playing hockey for the orange and blue. And when he scores a goal, we've got this song for you. Are you laughing at the flames? Yeah, yeah. They took Lucic for James. Yeah, yeah. Now he's playing with the Nuge. Yeah, yeah. And you know that they'll be huge because James Neal. That sucks. You kind of get the feel of it.
That's
not bad, though. You know, it's like anything. When a team wins, even if it's a bad song, people like it more because the team's winning.
For sure.
Do you guys call him Real Deal? Like, what's his not a big name?
Yeah, that's probably, he goes after Real Deal, for sure.
So people say, hey, Real Deal.
Sometimes,
It's a pretty good nickname, actually. Yeah. Got to give it.
Yeah, he actually had some, I don't know if I should say that here, but he actually had some problems with his something with a pimple or something in his face right now, so the boys are all over him. He's pretty grumpy right now, but
yeah, he's a pretty good looking guy. Yeah. I can see that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
He looks after himself. Who's the best groom guy in the team? Like, who really spends a lot? Like, I played with Henny Lundqvist. He spent a lot of time, a lot of time on his looks.
Neil is up there for sure.
Is he?
Yeah. Absolutely. I like the suits and just overall how he dressed and looks.
Who spends the least amount of time? Who doesn't care at all about their looks or fashion, do you think?
Nuge.
Nuge.
It's hopeless, so he should just...
Really?
Yeah.
Nuge, that's surprising. He always looks quite nice.
He looks all right. He actually picked it up last couple of years.
Yeah.
But when I came in and met him the first couple of years, it was just free clothes from CCM and didn't care.
Are there any other nationalities are rivaling the dressing of the Swedes? Because you guys, I'll admit, you know, for average looking guys, most Swedes dress really well. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, I mean, it's been better overall, I think. Like you said, the European style is usually better than the North American style study overall. But it's actually been better. I mean, it's just too big. It's too saggy. Like, too much.
Well, even the sweatshirt you're wearing right now, like you just like everything form fitting.
Perfect fit, huh?
Yeah. it's kind of reminds me like Struds yesterday. Struds is wearing collared shirts now that he likes that has a snap, so it snaps inside his jeans, so it looks tighter. What do you think of that?
Nice. It's like small details, huh?
Yeah.
I call it snapping.
The problem was it only snapped in right in front of the belt buckle in the middle, but then it was baggy everywhere else.
It looked good from the front.
Great. Oh, yeah.
You know, so Oscar, you got to just try different things, right? You know, and everyone has their own style.
Do what you got to do.
Oscar Klefbom joining us in studio. He was just down the studio, actually, voicing a commercial, so we had to grab him and pull him in. Good timing, of course. You're winning. You take on a Dallas Stars team. It's 4:46 now. Like, do you focus a lot on the day before a game, or do you not worry about it till the morning of? What's your plan on you know, leading up to a game?
The season, I mean, 82 games, you cannot focus on hockey all the time. Okay. For me, I've learned during the years not to think about hockey when I don't have to. Obviously, it's great to be engaged, and obviously, you can like hockey and you can watch some games, other team play and all that. But for me personally, I try to stay away as much as I can because, like I said, it's a long season, and if you want to be 100% engaged and focused during the games and when you come into the rink, I think it's better to stay away from it when you can.
What does Oscar Klefbom do away from the rink? Like, obviously, what you heard, you like to cook.
Yeah.
What else do you like to do?
So I usually keep in touch with all my friends and family back home. And obviously, with the time change, it's pretty hard. So right after practice, usually go home and see what it's like back home and talk to friends and family. And then straight to the grocery store, get ready for dinner.
Now, you had mom on the mom's trip.
Yeah.
How was that?
That was great. First time for her for the mom's trip. My dad, obviously, we had father's trip twice, and he loved it. So it was my mom's turn. I was really happy she could make it. And then, obviously, it's great for the whole organization. It's a lot of good energy, and it's special to play in front of your mom, for sure.
How different is it when it's the dad's trip and the mom's trip?
It's different. It's very different. All I can say is very different.
So are dads still like, okay, you got to do this or do that, and mom's more laid back, or how did that work?
Yeah, I think for the moms, it doesn't really matter if we play good or bad. They're the same. They're just there for us. They support us. Our dad, or at least my dad, is very engaged. He coached hockey back home.
Yeah.
He likes the sport itself. So he's engaged, and obviously he wants to see us win and do well. So if we play a bad game or whatever, obviously he wants to see us win. So he's not too happy when we lose.
Well, he's been pretty happy then this year.
Oh, yeah. He's so far so good. We're off to a good start.
Now, Christmas time, obviously you never get to go home for Christmas because a lot of the guys, even if they go home for 2 days, they get to go home. Your family's coming here this year for Christmas, your mom, your dad, your sister. How important is that for you, and how much more special is Christmas going to be this year for you?
It's very important for me. My family means a lot. They obviously been there through my whole career. Even back home in Sweden, they were always there. It's tough. I mean, to be away 8, 9, hopefully more months a year from the family and friends back home, it means a lot when they can come over and spend some time. And I'm very happy they come over now.
Would it be too much to ask your mom and dad to bring over a case of real julmust from Sweden?
We can probably solve that.
I
can probably.
I'll pay for it.
I'll get it. Oh, yeah, for sure. No worries.
Is there, like, what's a Swedish tradition at Christmas?
Ooh.
What are those little fish?
The pickled herring?
Pickled herring.
Yeah, we have a lot of different kind of cured salmon, pickled herring, okay. A lot of fish overall. The Swedish meatballs, never go wrong with that. We don't really do turkey, or we do have ham and stuff, but okay. not as over here. It's different.
And then was Santa Claus, is the same, you go to bed, you get the presents in the morning?
First off, we celebrate 24th, so that's probably the biggest.
Mm-hmm. Well, biggest, I guess, yeah. Oh, wow, interesting.
Yeah.
What's Santa called in
Jules Tomten.
Jules Tomten.
Yeah.
Jules Tomten, Strady.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
is he a full-figured guy, or is he quite skinny? Because I remember being quite skinny when I was there.
He's pretty big.
He's a big guy. So a lot of pickled herring for Yule pumpkin.
Yeah, and princess cake, too. Yeah.
Oh, princess cake. It's delicious.
It's got to be jolly. Right?
Stay warm. Yeah. Stay warm.
I get it. So, well, Oscar, thanks for stopping in. We appreciate it. Continued success. And hopefully you keep getting, as you said earlier, just some easy apples. I'm sure that's always a good thing to have.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.